podcast and Netflix. Some web browsers at Campbell's Orchard Valley Coffee noticed either extremely slow service to those sites or no service at all.
Has this been happening just today or since yesterday?
Today, since this morning.
Yeah, I was trying to get to some other site there was a link to, and I thought it was odd that I kept getting that it couldn't be reached.
White House officials say the Department of Homeland Security is monitoring the situation.
The rules of the road when it comes to cybersecurity, in large part, are not well established.
What we're seeing is increasing amount of critical infrastructure attacks, attacks against the foundation of the internet. And so this is a good example of this.
Vincent Weaver of McAfee Labs says the areas of cyber vulnerability migrated from phones, laptops, and tablets to other smart tech, refrigerators, stoves, security systems. Today's inconvenience could have a broader impact tomorrow.
There are some services which use these websites, which may be critical services, where it becomes much more than simply, I can't send a tweet, I can't do something else. So depending on what site you're going to and how you're using them, it can be a bigger deal.
The potential for greater problems keeps Jeff Fall checking and rechecking his personal systems for the day when a few hours of inconvenience becomes something more.
Thrusters.
And the U.S. officials say a third hack attack this afternoon was negated before it could cause substantial disruptions. Service is slowly returning to a lot of the popular sites. As a matter of fact, some of the sites already have service back up. I just checked Twitter, and Twitter is once again tweeting away. We are live in our South Bay Bureau. Jesse Gary, KTVU Fox 2 News.